Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf chav tes. We are holding on daf chav ches amid beis. We are about 6-7 lines from the end of the page at the two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and leading this was his mother, Golda Basimcha da Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzach of our soldiers and our captives. They shall return home safely. We thank the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. We're going to discuss today, first of all, the sugya of Karov Vinnis Rachek, the halachos of a person who was a Karov to you, but then due to a death in the family, and since they were only related through marriage, is no longer a Karov. So are you kosher now to be a maid? Are you to be an aid or a dayan? Are you possible to be an aid or a dayan? Then the Gemara is going to discuss Ohev and Sone. We're going to have to define what is an Ohev, and we're going to go through the basis of each opinion, whether an Ohev and a Sone are possible to Eidus and Dayanus. The Mishnah then on Amud Aleph is going to go through the procedure for Dine Mamanus, what exactly they would do in order to be Makabal the Eidus and the Dayanim taking a vote, and how they would express the results of that vote. And then the Gemara is going to bring three opinions of what it means that we are Ma'aymin as Eidim, that we intimidate or we frighten the Eidim. What exactly do we tell them? The Gemara is then going to discuss if a person is moda to owing money and he says atem edai, is that necessary for him to say atem edai in order for the people to become his edim? And that's going to lead us into a discussion of whether we make a taina on behalf of somebody even if they don't make that taina for themselves, and how would that, we certainly don't do that for a mesis. Then the Gemara is going to bring three rayas that kolamosif goreya, that sometimes you add and you think you're adding something, but really you're subtracting something by being mosif. The Gemara is then going to have cases where even though the nitva was moda, he's still going to be potter. That's based on the on the atem edai sugya, that sometimes I could be moda, but if I didn't do it in a very official way and designate edim, then we don't take the hoda'a very seriously. And then the Gemara is going to discuss in the middle of Amud Beis, when are edim allowed to write a shtar even without being instructed by the guy who was moda to write such a shtar? When can they take it upon themselves to write a shtar based on what they saw and what they heard, and when can they not write a shtar? And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss whether we can assume that sofrim who write shtaros were aware of some very detailed halachos before writing a shtar, or do we assume they're like the rest of us? They know certain halachos, they don't know the lesser known halachos, or do we assume no, that the halachos that relate to their malacha, they're going to know very, very well? So let's begin again about 7 lines from the end of the page at the two dots. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So Rabbi Yehuda said that if a guy has a son-in-law and then his daughter dies, but the daughter already had children with that son-in-law, so that he's still considered to be a karov with the son-in-law because on account of the children. So Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rabbi Tavla, Amar Rav Brona, Amar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that a person is related to his son-in-law even after the death of his daughter, even though it's a karov v'nisrachik. Rav Amar Rav Nachman, ein halach k'Rabbi Yehuda, we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Once the daughter dies, so the connector, the connecting thread of that relationship is gone, and therefore the father-in-law, son-in-law are no longer related. V'chein Amar Rav Bar V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan, ein halach k'Rabbi Yehuda, that we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Ika demasin la de Rav Bar V'chein Aha. Some taught Rav Bar V'chein's statement on the following brisa, that is zo darash Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili darshens the pasuk that says uvas al kohanim alevim vela shofet asher yeh bayamim ahem. So Rabbi Yosi Aglili says v'chisal al dait chashad molech etz shof shalohi b'yamav. What is the pasuk teaching me? That you should go to the shofet that's alive in your days. Why would I think that I can go to a shofet who's not alive in my days? Elazesha yikar v'nisrachik. No, it's talking about a judge who was once related to you and is not and is no longer related to you because it was through marriage and the connecting thread is no longer alive. And the pasuk is telling you that since by yamim ahem that he came to you, you're no longer related. You can go to a din Torah in front of such a judge. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan halach Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that Rabbi Bechana says name Rabbi Yochanan, that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi Aglili, that a dayon that was a karov and is no longer a karov is kosher to be a dayon in that case. So the Gemara says, and we'll bring a maisa that demonstrates that we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda about karov in Nisrachik still being a karov. B'nei chamua de marukva, the children of the father-in-law of Marukva, Krovim v'nisrach kuava, were Krovim to Marukva because their sister was married to Marukva, and when she died, they were no longer married. So also they were no longer related. Rather, so also l'kameiladina, they came to a din Torah. Amalu Marukva said to bnei chamav, to the children of his father-in-law, pasul nulchuladina, I'm not allowed to be your din Torah. We used to be brothers-in-law. So Amalei, they said, my daitech Rabbi Yehuda, why do you think we're not able to be? Why do you think that you're not allowed to be a dayon in our case? Because you hold like Rabbi Yehuda that a karov in Nisrachik is still going to be possible, is still considered to be a karov. Anan ma'isinani gartimi ma'arava, we could bring an authoritative letter from Eretz Yisrael. De'ein alach Rabbi Yehuda, that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and we paskin that a karov that's Nisrachik is kosher to be a dayon. So you're kosher to be our dayon. Amaluhu, so Marukva said to them, Atu bekabe dekirid baknim b'chu, what, do you think I'm attached to you with crazy glue, that I'm not able to get away from this relationship? Of course you're right, I'm not related to you. Deloka imna pasilna l'chuludina, I never said that I'm possible to be your dayan on account of our kurva, elamishum delotzai sisudina. I just said, I'm not going to be your dayan because I know that you're not going to listen to anything I say. So if you're not going to view me as a person of authority, that's why I can't be your dayan. But nothing to do with any previous relationship. And there's a tshuva in the Yosef Omitz in Simon Mem Zayin. He says that you see from here that a dayan who knows that he's not going to be respected has every right to beg off of a case and to say, I refuse to be a dayan on this case. Probably the reason he felt that his word wouldn't be respected was because they were brothers-in-law for so long, because they were krovim for so long. So even though they're no longer krovim at this time on a technical level, but practically he has to be able to see how it's going to play out. And if he thinks that they're not going to listen to him, then he should not be a dayan in their case. So we had said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, an ohev is also possible to be made, and we defined an ohev as shushvino, as the person who helped him get ready for his wedding, or who helped him out during his Shavu Brachos week. So ohev zeh shushvino v'kama. How much time do you have to be involved in the wedding in order for you to be considered an ohev that becomes possible to be made? So Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Amar Rav, Kol Shavsimei Mishnah. It has to be that he was his shushvino throughout all 7 days of Shavu Brachos. Rabbanu Mishmei Rava Amri Afil Mi Amri Shon Ve'elach. Now, even if he was only involved in day one of Shavu Brachos, so he's kosher to be made for him only. He says for how long does the psul remain? There's two deos in Rishonim. How to read this? Let's read it like Rashi first. How long does the psul remain of an ohev? How long do you remain an ohev for? Meaning relationships wax and wane. There are sometimes that people feel very very close to one another, and then other times where they're good friends, but they haven't spoken in years, and they're not particularly close anymore. So that's Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yirmiyahu says throughout Shavu Brachos, he's still considered an ohev. And Rabbanu Mishmei Rav Amri, that even from the first day of Shivsimei Mishnah and on, he's no longer considered an Oev, even though he was his Shushvin at the wedding. So that passes him for one day. But then after that, he's going to be good. The Yad Ramah understands that the Gemara is asking how long he has to have helped him out, you know, to celebrate with him in order to then be considered an Oev going forward. That's what Rav is saying, that if he celebrated with him all Shavu Simei Mishnah, that's an indication of a very close relationship, and therefore he's an ohev going forward. Whereas the other opinion is, even if he only celebrated with him one day, that's enough of an ohev to be possible to be made. Okay, asone kol shlo diber. We said asone is anyone that hasn't spoken to him for 3 days because of animosity between them. Tan Rabbanan, so we have a brisa that says as follows. Pasuk tells us when someone kills somebody b'shogeg, it says v'hu lo oyev lo v'lo mevakesh ra'aso. So Chazal Darshan, they were talking about the murderer. V'hulo oyev lo yi'idenu. That when the aid is not the oyev of the horeg, he's kosher to be made about the horeg. V'lo mevakesh ra'aso yidinenu. And when the dayon is not interested in the downfall of this guy, he has no vested interest in making this guy suffer, so then he's kosher to be a dayon. So that's how Rabbi Yehuda learns that a sone is pasul eidos from v'hulo oyev lo, that it's about the aid, that the aid has to be lo oyev lo in order to be a kosher aid. So ashkan sone oyev minolim, but that only teaches me that a sone is not allowed to be an aid or a dayon. How do I know that an ohev is pasul as well? So kari behachi, because you can read the pasuk as follows: v'hulo oyev lo v'lo ohev lo yi'idenu. That if he's neither an enemy nor a beloved friend, then he could be made. But if he's either one of those things, then he's not allowed to be made. V'lo mevakesh ra'aso v'lo tovaso yidinenu. And if he has no special interest in seeing the downfall of this guy, nor any special interest in seeing the success of this guy, then he's allowed to be a dayan. So that's how you see that both an oev and a sone are possible to eidos on the dayanus. Says the Gemara, midi oev ksiv, but it doesn't say oev, it says oyev. So how do you learn from that pasuk that an oev is also possible to be a dayan? I mean, you made up words in the pasuk. It says lo oyev lo, it doesn't say the flip side, and also lo oev lo, se elas varuhu. How do I know that an oyev is possible, that an oev is possible, and an oyev is a svara? Oyev my time, why is it that an oyev is possible? Because obviously he's going to be made sheker in order to see this guy suffer, in order to force to make this guy suffer. Well, oyev naimi mekarva daite. We have this similar concern with an oyev, that maybe he's going to be made sheker in order to make it that the guy won't suffer, that the guy will be okay. So it's a svara, that the same svara that we have for an oyev, and the other direction we have the svara for an oyev. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, and they hold that we do not passel an oev or a sone for being made. So haylo oev lo v'lo mevakesh ra'aso my darshi bei. What are they darshan from the pasuk? So chad l'dayan, one is teaching me that a dayan who's a sone is not able to be a dayan, meaning Enochinami, the Rabbanan hold that there's no psul eidus called a sone, but it's still a psul dayanus to be a sone. Rashi writes with the Chacham Marmode that you're not allowed to, because you're not going to be able to be done bezuchuso properly, so a sone is not able to be a dayan. The Adrama explains that the chiluk between edus and dayanus is very clear. By edus, you're reporting since the edim know a very clear edus, the chamol that we're not choshesh that they're going to lie because of ava and sinna. A dayan, by its very nature, requires a judgment call. So to be done din emes, they need to be unbiased. Edus is not a judgment. Edus is just, what did you see? Report the facts and nothing but the facts. So you can't change the facts based on, facts don't care about your feelings, right? Whether you're a oev or a sone, that doesn't change the facts. But when it comes to dayanus, so your judgment is certainly affected by your feelings. So idach, and the second part of the pasuk kedetanya is used for the following brisa. Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda v'hulo oyev lo v'lo mevakesh ra'aso. It's a different halacha that we learn from there, that if you have two talmidei chachamim that can't stand each other, then they should not be dayanim together in a case. The Achronim raised the question, how are they talmidei chachamim if they can't stand each other? There's a pasuk in the Torah, lo sisna sachicha b'vavecha, and if a person violates dinei Torah, then he's pasul ladun. So the Achronim say, based on the Mechilta, Parshas Mishpatim, that the Mechilta says, Rabbi Nosson Omer b'Yisrael atma kasim that there are ways that a person could be an oyev temporarily, and you have a right to have some level of animosity if he did something not nice to a family member of yours, but it should never be more of a permanent hatred. That's the issur in the Torah. Okay, so says the Mishnah now, when it comes to a dinei mamonis case, how do we examine the edim to make sure that they are telling the truth and that they are saying something that we can accept in Beis Din? We bring them into a room in Beis Din. Maimon Alehen, and we terrify them. Motzi'in Eskala Adam L'chutz, we send everyone out of the room. U'mishayrin Esagadol Shben, we leave only the gadol of the two Edim in the room. Va'omrim Lo, and the Dayanim say to him, Emor Eichat Yodei Shezeh Chayev L'zeh. Tell us how you know that Reuven is Chayev money to Shimon. Im Amar, if he says, Hu Amar Li Shani Chayev Lo, well, he once told me he's Chayev money to Shimon. Or Ish Ploni Amar Li Shu Chayev Lo. Or he never told me, but someone else told me that Reuven is Chayev money to Shimon. Lo Amar Klum. In either of those cases, that is not Eidos. The first case, it could be that he said that he owes the money because he just doesn't want to make it look like he's a wealthy person. So he said he's telling people that he's in debt, even though he's not really in debt. And the second of the two cases, because it's Eid Mipiyed. Someone told you that he owes money? That means you have no first-hand knowledge. So hearsay is not admissible as Eidos. So Ad Shiyomar, unless he says, Bifaneinu hodelo. It was in front of me and my friend, the other aide, that this guy was modesh who chayv lo masayim zuz, that he owes masayim zuz. So then, that's a valid eidos. V'achar kach machnis nesasheni. So after he tells that story, they then bring the second guy into the room, who both can also, and they examine him. Im nimtzu devrayim uchavanim. If they both have the same story, nosim nosim bedavar. So the dayanim now start adjudicating the case. They start figuring out who's correct. Shnayim omrim zaka. If two of the Dayanim say that he's Zakai and one of the Dayanim say he's Chayiv Zakai, so that's a 2-1 vote. They win. Acher Am Nahatos. Shreim Amrim Chayiv Echorim Zakai. If two of the Dayanim say Chayiv and one of them says Zakai, then Chayiv. Then he's Chayiv because Acher Am Nahatos. If one of the Dayanim cannot come to a conclusion and he says, we have to keep adding Dayanim, even if the other two Dayanim say Chayim or the other two Dayanim say Zakai, where you would think, who cares what the third Dayan holds? We already know how this is going to turn out because the other two Dayanim hold the same Shita. Nevertheless, we have to be Mosif. We have to be Mosif Dayanim. The reason we have to be Mosif Dayanim, two Dayanim, and not one, is because we're choshesh that maybe the guy that says Eini Yodea might have a vote in the future. So it's going to be Shnayim Mechayv and Shnayim Zakin, and we're going to have a Beis and Shakel. So we add another two Dayanim, so you'll always have a Rov. That's how the Levush explains. The Talmud Ramban says, no, who says we're adding more than one Dayan? Maybe Yosef Dayanim, Yosefa Dayanim means each time we come to a stalemate, but it means one Dayan at a time. So maybe that it's not that we're Mosif two Dayanim. Okay, but we add Dayanim when one of them says Eini Yodea. It's an invalid vote if it's two against an Eini Yodea. So Gomra Sadavra, when they then finish and they realize they come to a conclusion, Hayimachnis no son, they bring the Bali Din into the room. Hagadol Shabdayanom Rish Ploniyata Zakai Ish Ploniyata Chayiv. The greatest among the Dayanim says Ish Ploniyata Zakai Ish Ploniyata Chayiv. He reads out the verdict. The Bach writes in the name of the in explaining the Torah Chosh Mishpat Simin Yotes that it has to be the Gadol Shabdayanim so that the Bali Din won't know which one was Machayiv, which one was Zakai. So there's a predetermined Dayan who's going to be the one to read out the verdict. So it shouldn't be, ooh, can I read out the verdict? Because this is like my Shita that I want to be able to say. No, we don't want anyone to know who voted which way. Tos Yom Tov writes that the reason that the Gadol Shabbat Dayanim is Dafka the one to do it is because that's the Midah of Derech Eretz, that a person doesn't speak in front of someone who's Gadol Mimenu. So you let the Gadol speak because it's not Derech Eretz for a Kata to speak Bifnei HaGadol. And how do I know that after the Din Torah is over and everyone leaves, Lo Yomar, one of the Dayanim should not say to the Bali Din, Ani Mizaka v'chaver mechayv malvnai esr shechaver rabu alai, look, I voted on your side. It's unfortunate my other two colleagues didn't see it my way, but I was really on your side. So I'll say, Nemar, lo say lich rachil ba'amecha, and v'omer holich rachil megalasod. That's why the Pasuk says, lo say lich rachil, and holich rachil megalasod. Some don't have the gears of lo say lich rachil ba'amecha, because why would the Mishnah quote a Pasuk in Mishlei after it already quotes a Pasuk in Chumash? And others do have the girsa and then try to explain why we need two Pasukim, one in Chumash, one in Mishlei, to tell me the same basic din. So now, says Gemara, Heichi Amrinu Lahu, we said in the Mishnah that we are Ma'aymin as Ha'edim, that we frighten the Edim, we intimidate the Edim. What do we say to intimidate them? What we say is Nesim Baruch V'Geshem Ayin Ish Mesalel B'Matas Sheker. Because of people that are made Sheker, the rain stops and the wind doesn't bring about any storms that will help water the crops. So Amar Rava Yachli L'Meimer, Rava will say that's not going to scare them because they'll say Shev Shnei Avikafna V'Abav Umna Lo Chalif, that there could be 7 years of famine and people who have certain professions aren't going to suffer from it. It's good for their parnasa is the kind of parnasa that everybody always needs, so it's always made a priority. Meaning, maybe if a person is involved in selling luxury items, so when their recession comes, so his parnasa is going to suffer. But there are people that are involved in things that, of course, that people always will need. So if your parnasa is something people will always need, it's a recession-proof parnasa. So they feel like it doesn't bother me that there's going to be famine. Ella Amar Rava. So Rava says, how do we scare them? Aminu, we tell them, Pasuk in Mishlei, Meifitz v'cherev v'cheit shonun ish ona bere'ehu eid shaker, that because of people who are made sheker, it brings mageva, it brings a plague, and no one escapes the plague, right? Anyone can get sick from the plague and die, regardless of what your profession is, regardless of how many precautions you take. So Ravashi, Yachli the Meimar, they could say, Shav Shnei Havamusna, Vinish Blashnei Lo Shachiv. They could be big Bali Emuna Bitachon. They could say, look, there could be a plague that lasts for 7 years, and a person still doesn't die if it wasn't his time to die. So we're not worried about a plague. Hashem will take us when he's ready to take us, and therefore we'll be Meyed Eidus Sheker. It doesn't dawn on them that maybe Hashem will be more ready to take them if they're Meyed Eidus Sheker. But, that's the way people sometimes compartmentalize in their mind, big Bali Amuna, we're only going to die if Hashem determines it's our time, but we could behave in whatever way we want to behave, and that's not going to make any sort of impact. Elam Ravashi. So Ravashi says a third possibility. Amali Nasan Bar Marzutra Amrina Luhu. We say to them, Sadi Shakri Ugrai Uzili, that people who testify falsely, even the people who hire them to testify falsely, view them as a bunch of lowlives. You think that you're respected by the person who's paying you to testify falsely? You're never saying they think you're the lowest life form on earth. Because the pasuk tells us when Achav wanted to buy the kerem of his relative Navos HaYisraeli, and Navos didn't want to sell it to him, so Izevel told Achav, don't worry about it. I'll cause, I'll help it happen. And she made it that Navos will that the kerem of Navos would be sold to Achav. So she wrote to the Ziknei Ha'ir of Navos, Voshivu Shnayim Anashim B'nei B'li Ya'al Negdo V'idu Lema Barachta Elohim Elokim V'melech. She set him up to be convicted of cursing God and cursing the king, of being Mori B'malchus. And she said, let's hire a couple of so she set it up to hire false witnesses. And how did she refer to these false witnesses that she was setting up to hire? B'nei Belial, a bunch of lowlives. Let's get a couple of lowlives. She was the one hiring them. And they're the lowlives? Yeah, even the people that hire them view the false witnesses as a bunch of lowlives. Beis Yosef writes that we're ma'ayim the edim about the onesh that comes to Ede Sheker. And it's not that we reject Rabbi Yehuda and Rava, it's just that meaning we do tell them about the terrible punishments come about. But Beis Yosef says what Ravashi is introducing is that we make it personal. Meaning once you make it about society, that society will suffer, it doesn't talk to the person as much. So in order to be ma'ayim the edim, that's what Ravashi is really contributing over here. That we tell them, you will suffer, your family will suffer. It's going to be about you personally, and not just that there's going to be a famine, there's going to be a plague that's going to affect society at large. Imamar hu amarli. Now we said that in the Mishnah, we said that if the aid says, how do I know my aidus? Because the guy told me that he owes money. It doesn't work. He has to say that he admitted in front of us that he owes Messiah Zuz. That Bafanenu Odolo means that the guy has to identify and say, I want you to be my Edim that I am being molded. That short of that, it's not considered a valid Edus. Itmar Nami, and we have a Raya, because Amr Abichir Barabba, Amr Abi Yochanan, Abichir Barabba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Manali Biyotcha, Amr Lohein, the guy says, hey, you owe me money. He says, yeah, I do. Amlo Tanayli, and then the next day he says, okay, so give me the money that you owe me. So Amar Mishatani Bechai, he says, what do you mean? I was just joking around with you yesterday. So Potter, the guy is Potter, even though he was Moda, and we heard that he was Moda, because he never said Atemei Dai. Tanya Namiyach, you remember Baisa like this, Manali Biyadcha, the guy says, you owe me money. Amlo Hain, he says, yep, I do. Lamachar Amlo, the next day he says, Tanayli, give me the money. So Amlo, he says, Mishatani Bechai, what do you mean? I was just joking when I said I owe you money. Potter, he does not have to pay. Even if he hid Eidim behind the fence somewhere, and he said, and he said, you owe me money, and he said, yes, and he says, would you be willing to admit that in front of two Eidim? So I'm afraid to admit that in front of two Eidim, because you might come bring me to a Din Torah. And then the next day he says, okay, give me the money you told me you owe me. He says, what are you talking about? I was just joking around with you. So Potter, he's Potter, because even though there are Eidim that heard him say it, but he didn't say Atem Eidai. If he didn't know about those Eidim and identify them as being his Eidim, then he's going to be Potter. Vein Tarn in the Mesis. And by the way, we don't make a Taina on behalf of a Mesis, on behalf of someone who tries to convince others to do Avodah Zarah. So says Mar, that's a little out of place. Mesis, Mandakar Shemei. Who was talking anything about a Mesis and making a Taina? So Chesur Mechsavachik Tani, we have to add a line in here. That Im Lo Ta'an, Ein Ta'an in Lo. If the Nitva does not make the Taina that I was just joking yesterday, we don't make that Taina on his behalf. But by Dinin Fashos, even if he doesn't come up with a Taina to help him out, we'll make a Taina on his behalf, but they ain't Taina on the Mesis. We don't make any Tainas on behalf of a Mesis, even though it's Dinin Fashos. So Maishna Mesis, why won't we make a Taina on behalf of a Mesis if we know a Taina that will help him out? So why not help the Yid out? So I'm Rabbi Chaim Bar Chanina, mi Pirkei Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Shmieli, Shaini Mesis, Rachman Omar, lo sachmal, lo sachasa alav. Torah specifically says, have no Rachmanos on the Mesis. You go after him with everything you've got. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachman, Amar Rav Yonason, Minayin Shein Tal on the Mesis. How do I know we don't make a Taina on behalf of the Mesis? Minachash HaKadmoni, we learn it from the story of the Nachash with Adam and Chava by the Yetzadas. Dam Rabbi Simloi, Harbi Tainos Hailo Nachash Liton. When the Nachash was standing his Din Torah, there were many Tainos he could have defended himself with. Vilo Ta'an, but he didn't say them. And when we pray Ma Lo Ta'an Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why didn't Hashem say the Taina on his behalf? Lefish Lo Ta'an Hu? Because he didn't save the Taina. So if he didn't save the Taina, we're not going to defend him with Tainas that he doesn't think of. Because Ein Ta'an in the Mesis. We don't make a Taina on behalf of a Mesis. The Tosos Chachmei Anglia says, well, wait a second. The Nachash wasn't a Mesis. Meaning Mesis means that your Mesis is someone to do Avodah Zarah. The Nachash was Mesis them to touch a tree, to eat fruits from a tree. Right? So how do you call that a Mesis? So Tosos Chachmei Anglia says that you think it was just about eating fruit from a tree. It was Vayisa Kelukim. It was that you're going to become a god if you... So Imamish is Avodah Zarah. Or, he says alternatively, that Ein Achinami, even the Mesis that's not Lavo Dezara, HaKadosh Baruch is not Mahapich Bezuchuso, Kal V'chomer Mesis Lavo Dezara. Nafkamina would be, can you call someone a Mesis when it's not a Vodazara? Right? If someone convinces people to do other Averos, do we consider that person to be a Mesis? Rav Moshe has the Chiddush, he brings the Raya from Nachash, Rav Moshe has the Chiddush in his Tshuva, he's very, very strict about inviting non-religious people to your house for a Shabbos meal when you know that they're going to drive. So many other poskim say, well, you have to offer them the opportunity to stay, and they have to, you know, and if as long as you're not forcing them to drive and you're telling them that they come for Shabbos and then they're choosing to drive, that that's okay. Rav Sternbach is even more makel than that. But Rav Moshe holds, by virtue of your invitation, they're going to be driving, you're a Mesis. He says, forget about Lifnei Iver. You're a Mesis. He's even stricter than Lifnei Iver. Where do we ever have a Mesis? Not love Zara. The Nachash was not about Avodah Zarah, and he's a Mesis. So it's Beferish in the Gemara. So it says Gemara, May Havalei LeMeimar. But wait, we said that we prove Ein Ta'an on the Mesis from the Nachash, because the Nachash could have had a Guta Taina. What sort of Taina would he have defended himself with? Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishomen, Divrei Rav Shomen. He could have said, yeah, I gave the advice to Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rav, and he told them not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So why would they listen to me? I never would have imagined in a million years that they would have listened to me. So that would have been his Taina. Amr Chizkiya, Minayin Shekalim Osav Goreya. From where do I learn? Once we're on the topic of the Nachash, From where do I learn that adding sometimes is really subtracting? Shenemar, because the pasuk says when Chava tells the Nachash, I was told, Amar Elokim lo soch limenu vilo tigubo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never told them not to touch from the Eitz Hadas, only not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. So the fact that she added vilo tigubo is what led to the conversation of the Nachash pushing her against the Eitz Hadas, saying, look, you touched and nothing happened, and that caused her to then eat. So Pashtus is that Adam Rishon told her that he made a gzeira midrabanan, the first din drabanan, right? That he made a gzeira drabanan that you shouldn't touch it either, lest you'll come to eat it. And he told her not to touch it, but he forgot to tell her that that was only a drabanan. So that's the basis for the idea that that it's a violation of Baal Tosif to think that a drabanan is daraisa. To say that that which is only an issa midrabanan is an issa midaraisa. Because look what happened when Adam pretended that his din drabanan of not touching was really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said. Chava was under the impression that it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and therefore when nothing happened when she touched, she assumed that nothing would happen when she eats either. How do I know that adding could sometimes subtract? Amasayim v'chetzi arko. It says Amasayim v'chetzi arko. If you were to write the word Amasayim without the aleph, it would say Masayim. Masayim means 200. So you see that that when you're Mosif the aleph at the beginning, it's actually making it much smaller. Had it been Masayim, it would have been 200. Amosayim makes it 2, so it's much much smaller. So call it Mosif Gorer. Ravashi Amar Ashtei Esrei Yirios. How do you say 12? Shtei Esrei. How do you say 11? Ashtei Esrei. So you add the ayin, and you think you're being Mosif, and it's actually taking away one. So from there you see call it Mosif Gorer. Amar Abaye Lo Shanu Al Damer Meshata Nibach. That we said that the nitva can become pater by say, even though he was moda the previous day, by saying, I was just joking around yesterday. That's only if he says, I was joking around yesterday. But if he says, that it never happened, and we know that it did happen because we had two eidim that saw him be moda, then we know he's a liar and he's not neman to say that it never happened. Rav Papa b'rei d'Ravacha b'rada, Amar Papa b'rei d'Ravacha b'rada, Hachi amrim shmei d'Rava, kol mili d'kadi lo d'kiri inshi. Anything that's unimportant, people tend not to remember. So since it could be that he was just joking around, so he doesn't remember that what he said. So when he says lo yedvar me'olam, he's not lying, he just doesn't remember because it was a joke. There was a guy who hid Edim in the canopy of the bed. So and he said to the other guy, you owe me $100. So he said, yep, I do. So would you be willing to allow anyone who hears this, whether they're asleep or awake, to be the witnesses? And the impression the fellow was under is that there were no witnesses because the witnesses were hiding in the bed. So Amalei lo, he says, no, I'm not masking that they should be the witnesses. Amar Avkana, Amalei lo. So then that's, even though the witnesses were there and they heard him admit, that's not witnesses, because he wasn't willing to have witnesses. Some guy hid Edim in a kever. So Amalei, Manu Libiyarcha, he says, you owe me money. Amalei Hain, he says, yep, I do. Chayu Mesi, Lavi Lachsadi, do you want the living and the dead that are here to be witnesses? Meaning he was under the impression that there were only dead people there, so and they're not very good witnesses, but he really had hidden some living people there. So Amalei Lo, he said, no, I'm not interested in that. So Rabbi Shimon, Amalei Lo, he said he's not interested in that. Amravina Vitem Rapab Shmamina. We see from here that when we said that you have to say Atemedai, it doesn't matter if the Lova says Atemedai or if the Malva says, do you want these witnesses? And the Lova is just masking. He doesn't say not. Because time Adam Lova Lo. The only reason it didn't work to have the Edom in the previous two cases we just spoke about with the canopy of the bed and with the Beis HaKvaros is because he said Lo. He said, I don't want it. But had he just been quiet, then we would have assumed shtika koda, and that he's accepting whatever witnesses were present as valid witnesses. So kav rashu. There was a guy that they used to call a pile of shtarichov, meaning that he owes so much money to so many people. So they used to refer to him by that fact. So Amar, the person said, man masik bi el aploni aploni. Why do people call me these names that I owe money to somebody? The only people I owe money to are the bank and Uncle Sam. You know, why do people think that I owe money to everybody? So Asu, they came, Tavu Ledina Kamed Rav Nachman. So the bank and Uncle Sam, or whatever, the two people that he said he owes money to, said came to bring him to Din Torah. He admitted that he owes money to us. So Rav Nachman, Adam Asu Shlo Lasbias Atzmo. The fact that he admitted that he owed money to you does not tell us that he actually owes money to you. A lot of times people try to make it look like they're not so wealthy so that they won't be subject to Ayin Hara. So that's what this fellow was doing, that even though he was just trying to say he doesn't owe money to too many people, the fact that he identified you as people that he owes money to could just be that he didn't want to overdo it. He didn't want to say I owe money to nobody, because then he doesn't want people to think that he's wealthy. There was a guy that they used to call a mouse that sleeps on his coins, meaning a guy who's very stingy, who just piles up his own money and never spends any of it and doesn't use any of it. Kikashach Vamar, when he died, he said, Planyo Planyo Maskabizuzi, I owe money to two people. Basar Deshachav, after he died, Asu Tavin Liyarshin, those two people came to be Tavea Liyarshin, the money. So Asu Kamed Rabbi Shol Rabbi Yossi, they came to Rabbi Shol Rabbi Yossi Amaluki, I mean, not the Maskishalal Asbi Asatma, I mean, the Michayim, Avlacham Isalo. When do we say that a person doesn't want to make it look like he's wealthy? That's only when he's alive. But when he's dying, can't we assume he's telling the truth and he owes us money? So paru palga. So right away they paid half of the money. Tavinu ledina lidach palga. Then these two fellows sued for the other half of the money. So asal kamed Rabbi Chiya. They came to Rabbi Chiya. Amaluk shem shadmas shlolas bias atzma kach admas shlolas bias banav. Just like a person doesn't want to make it look like he personally is very wealthy, he also doesn't want to make it look like his children are very wealthy. So maybe he only said that he owes money to protect his children from having people bang down their doors asking for money. So Amrulay, so the Tovim said, Nezel v'nehader should, whoa, if it, that was the exact opposite of the first psak that we got, and we already collected half. So Nezel v'nehader, should we go and return the half of the money that we've already received? So Amrulahu, Reb Chiya said, no, kvar hora zaken. The zaken had already paskin on that, and the payment was made based on that which Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, and therefore we cannot undo that which was already done. So the half that you already got, that you keep, but you don't have to pay the other half. So now the Gemara says, "Hold up, b'fnishnayim v'konum yado." Let's say a person was moda that he owes someone money in front of two witnesses, and they made a kinyan sudar on that hoda'ah. Then the Edom can write in a shtar that they saw that he was moda, and they can give the shtar to the Tovea. Even though the Nitva never instructed them to write a shtar, because a stam kinyan is luksivu omeid. The Gemara Babas says, if you make a kinyan, we assume that's being done with the level of das and intentionality that you want there to be a shtar. Vim lav, but if they didn't do a kinyan on the hoda'ah, then ein kosvim. Then you don't write a shtar, even though he said atemedai. Atemedai means you could be Edom and you could testify. It does not mean you could write a shtar. But if it was in front of three people, even though he did not make a kinyan, Rav Amar Kosin. Rav says if it was in front of three people, that's doing in front of a Beis Din. And anything done in front of a Beis Din, you're allowed to write down. Whereas Rav Asi Amar Ein Kosin, that we don't write it down, because three people are Lav Dafka a Beis Din, three people could just be three Edom. Havuv de v'chash la Rav lahad Rav Asi. Rav was choshi for the Shita of Ravasi, and he would not allow them to write a shtar on such a hoda'ah in front of three people without a kinyan. Amar Avad Barava Ha'odisa, a shtar hoda'ah where he's moda in front of three people and they didn't make a kinyan, zimnin kasvinan, zimnin lo kasvinan. Some cases we do write, some cases we don't write. Knifi v'yasvi, if there were three people gathered together and sitting down and the baldin was moda in front of them, lo kasvinan, we don't write the hoda'ah, because it's not that we just view them as edim, not as a beisdin, because it could just be that there happened to have been three people sitting there, but they weren't functioning as basin. But kanfinu ihu kasvinan. If he gathered, and he dafka chose to gather three people, so then obviously he wanted to make them into a Beis Din, and therefore if he's mowed in front of the three people that he had gathered there, even though he didn't make a kinyan, we're allowed to write it down. We were allowed to write down that hoda'ah. Rav Amrafil Kanfinu Yihulo Kasfin Adam Luhavalai Dayani. No, even if he gathered them, you're not going to write it down unless he says Havalai Dayani, unless he specifically instructs that they should be his Dayanim. Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Amar Havalai Dayani Lokasvin Adkaviduchta. Even if he says, I want you to be my Dayanim, they don't write it down unless he was Koveya, a place for them to sit. Vishalchim Zamil Le Beidina, and they send a Shliach in their name to be Mazmin, the other fellow to Beis Din. Only when they do things that a Beis Din would do, Hodeb Metaltali Vekonum Yadu, if he was Moda in Metaltalin, and they made a Kinyan Kosvin, they write that. Vimla Vein Kosvin, but if they didn't make a Kinyan, you don't write it down. Bimakarkoi Velo Konum Yadu Mai. What if he was Moda on Karka, but they didn't make a Kinyan? So Amar Amemer Ein Kosvin, you don't write it down. Marzuch Amar Kosvin, Marzuch says you do, Vilksa Kosvin. The Allah is that we do. Ravina Ikla de Maharia, Amar Le Rav Dimi Bar Rav Huna Mid Maharia Le Ravina, Metaltali Visum Be Nayumai. What if he's Moda Metaltalin, but we have the Metaltalin here? So is that like Karka, since we know where it is? So wherever it is, it's as if it belongs to the Bailim. It's like Karka. Ravashi Amar Kivudim Chasu Gavaina, Lo, that since it hasn't been collected, it's not like Karka, it is like Metaltalin. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Hahu Odisa. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you so much.